Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
So I got to tell you, UCLA is in big trouble tonight. I think they're finished. I'll be surprised if they win this game. Right now they're in a timeout in Dayton. They're down 7. With just under 4 minutes to go. One of the things I'm noticing in this game is that St. Bonnie's hitting everything they shoot, and UCLA's missing everything they shoot, and every time they go down the floor, they got a 50-50 chance to turn it over. They just throw the ball away at, like, repetitively. I mean, I've seen them throw inside and throw it away into double coverage, triple coverage. He throws it in over the trying to go over the defense to the low post. That was stolen. The next trip down, they threw it away entirely out of bounds. He just threw it away, like threw it over everyone into the bench. I think their guard play is horrific. And what I want to say is this. I mean, St. Bonnie's hitting everything. And I just thought they got robbed on a body call. Did you see that? That was a charge. And so UCLA just got away with one there. But I'll tell you this. My problem is this. I think Steve Alford is in big trouble if he loses this game. I mean it because, look, he's one of the highest paid coaches, right, in college basketball. Is he not? And I mean to tell you, at UCLA, if you can't even, you barely make the tournament, you're in a play-in game, which is embarrassing in itself, is it not? For UCLA, honestly, you can't tell me that UCLA, Arizona State, and Syracuse don't want better for their basketball programs than to be playing in Dayton on Tuesday and Wednesday. Am I wrong? So you go into that game against St. Bonnie, for Christ's sakes, and you get whacked. Don't tell me that in Los Angeles tomorrow, they're not going to be all over this guy. I mean, they are just going to finally come right out of the woodwork and say, this guy is doing a terrible job at UCLA, and you got to get rid of him. You know it's going to start. Who do you think they're going to blame for this? Kareem Abdul-Jabbar? Who are they going to blame? They're going to blame Alford. Alford's to blame. I mean, his team was average at best. And then, like, it's like they showed up. I mean, they're just shooting so many bricks in this game. It's not even funny. I got to tell you, like, Mafia, you can't deny that they look terrible. I mean, this team's terrible. I'm watching them. St. Bonnie's such a better team than them. It's not even funny. Like, I'll be shocked. They're going to have to do something. I mean, they needed that like no one's business, a 3 right there. Now they're down 2. Do you think they'll win this game or lose? I know you've had St. Bonnie all along, but you can't. My point isn't about St. Bonnie right
now. I'm
on
UCLA.
You're still on them.
They're going to win a game.
Okay, so you think they're going to win a game. But let's pretend, hypothetically, Carver High, that they lose the game.
Sure.
Am I crazy to say that Steve Alford's going to get massive heat?
No, you're not crazy to say that. He should. You lose to St. Bonnie's in a playing game, you should get heat. And you're UCLA getting paid the money that he gets paid.
I mean, seriously, right? Like, you got to win this game if you're UCLA. You cannot lose to St. Bonnie ever. I mean, not even like at, you know what I mean? Like at a regular season, early season game or a tournament game like in the, you know, Maui or in the Bahamas or whatever. You can't lose to St. Bonnie. I know St. Bonnie's a good team. They've had a great season. But you cannot lose to them if you're UCLA. Am I wrong, Mafia? I mean, honestly.
No, you're not wrong. I mean, you're expected to do more at UCLA. The prestige of that program and the run they just went on last year when you know, Lonzo was there and they had a great tournament run, you're expecting to build off that and start going for the future. You lose a couple guys, but you know, you're not expected to just fall off the mountaintop and have to play a playing game against St. Bonnie and lose. You're expected to just bring in more guys and refresh it, and they haven't done that this year. It's been a struggle for them.
Just tarred and feathered tomorrow if they lose this game. And I got to tell you, flat out, without a doubt, They've been outplayed in this game. You know it, Mafia. You know it, Carver High. We all know it. That St. Bonnie team has outplayed them, out-hustled them, out-everythinged them. I mean, literally, they've done everything. Loose balls, defense, diving, you know, you name it. And they're shooting ugly. Now they're hitting, but they've been shooting ugly in this game. 37% in the game to UCLA's 42. I have no idea. 22 from downtown, 66 from the line. They have not shot well, but in the second half, I think they're shooting well. So now UCLA has the ball and a chance to tie or take the lead.
Just got bailed out by a call.
Another bad call. Like, that's two in a row, right?
That's a terrible call. The guy fully extends his arm. That's a push-off.
And the last one, you missed it, but they got away with a charge. I mean, that guy flew off the body like no one's business, and it wasn't a dive. That is a bad call right there. You are right on the money. That's
a
bad call.
What a surprise to see the referees involved late in the game. What a shock.
Oh, of course they are. And what'll they do? You know what they'll do? They'll blame that guy from the Big Ten that they banned from the tournament. What's his name? You know who I'm talking about? Ted Valentine. They'll blame him. He's not even there, and they'll blame him. There you go.
UCLA with another terrible turnover. The guy tries to take it one against the whole team, gets stripped, regains it, then tries to throw a pass and loses it.
And now there's 27 seconds left, and your boys at the line just jacking free throws. 62-58 St. Bonnie. They're up four with 27 left, and all of UCLA's mistakes and turnovers are going to cost them this game. Meanwhile, they got the calls. They got the calls down the stretch. And they still couldn't take advantage of it. So now they got a call.
This game's over now. I mean, these refs getting involved in the game here late, as usual. It never ends. They had a charge down there, and then they talked about it.
Well, that was a charge. Now, did you think the kid that got the rebound for St. Bonnie's threw his elbow?
Yes.
But they called it on UCLA.
Exactly.
That was a bad call.
This game's over.
The kid on UCLA embellished it a little bit, too.
Yeah, but this game's over. St. Bonnie wins, and Steve Alford's in big trouble.
Well,
he's going to get abused.
He's
going to get abused in L.A. like no one's business.
I was just looking just
in case. He won't even make it out of tonight.
They're not firing him because they got to pay him a lot of money if they do.
Well, everyone gets fired makes $12 to $20 million now.
But
they call the offensive foul again. The kid threw the shoulder, and this time they actually called it.
Oh, so now, well, that is a foul on him. You got to call that.
They can't do anything right down the stretch, usually. Every move they have made in the last
It's over. The game's over. They should just walk off the floor now with the calls they're making. It's so bad. Just leave. The game's over. You're out. It's over. They're not scoring twice. They're not hitting two threes. They're not getting the ball. There's not enough time. The game's over. Unbelievable. Oh, so you think they have to pay him too much money to fire him? I don't believe that.
He's still got a lot of years left. He would get 6.2 if they terminate him before April 30th of 2018. It goes down significantly.
$6 million's nothing to fire a guy. Think about it.
I mean, to a big school like UCLA, probably not. But some teams, some universities, they care about that stuff.
They also did have a nice run last year, so they'll give him another year before they fire him.
I don't think he'd get fired off.
This is so embarrassing if you ask me. Like, there is no way this is going over well in Westwood. I can guarantee it. I'm telling you. They abused far less, way less. They abused way less. I've seen it before many times.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.